And now, the life of Mary Southern. The tense atmosphere of the past few weeks has relaxed with the completion of a deal to build a new factory in Sanders. And Jeffrey Barton's promise to Daddy Stratford that he will back his hotel. Mary and Max would be very happy if it weren't for their great concern over Phyllis, Max's crippled sister. Her case is a pitiful one. A young wife, suddenly stricken and unable to walk. Her two babies being cared for at the clinic because she has been unable to look after them. Mr. Barton tried to reach the famous Dr. DeRoy in an effort to help her. But so far, he has been unable to locate this great specialist. Trust Mary to think of nice surprises, especially for Phyllis. This morning, she has a surprise for the invalid girl which we know will bring her a great deal of happiness. As the scene opens, we find Mary driving to the Stratford bungalow. She has recognized Danny on the street and has stopped to pick him up.
Danny! Oh, Danny! Danny, over here!
Oh, hiya, Mary. Where are you going?
Over to your house. Come on, help in.
Well, I wasn't going home, but I suppose I might as well take a free ride.
Sure. You'll be glad you did when you take a piece of that desk.
What have you got back there? The family wash?
Why don't you look and see?
Well, it looks like a bunch of blankets and a fence.
Well, I'll be. Danny Jr.
Now he's sound asleep. The angel.
Gosh, Mary, he looks terrific.
Isn't he adorable? Oh, Danny, be careful. Don't tip the basket while I'm turning this corner.
He's getting to look more like Phyllis every day.
Oh, he looks just like you, Danny.
Huh? You think so, Mary?
I really do, Danny. Has your nose and the same eyes, especially when he smiles.
Which way do you look so smile?
Don't you dare. I want Phyllis to see him just like this, sleeping like a little girl. Can't you just see your face when I put him around?
Can I? Well, it's been breaking my heart to have him away from me.
And thank you, Mary, just for the pain. These baby years are the sweetest of all.
Oh, my poor honey bunch is missing so much.
Well, you see, people cry if you can never remember me again as a baby.
But you don't, Mary. Can you get down to
me? Now, Danny, you can't get down. It's up to us to make you as pleasant and yawning for as possible.
Mary, you don't understand.
Yes, I do, Danny. But if you think it's hard for you, remember, it's doubly hard for Phyllis. At least you get out occasionally. She's tied to a wheelchair.
If that doctor did more, he'll only come back to Chicago so that Mr. Barton could ask him to come here and look at her. You know, I have a hard sleep with him, Mary.
Have you spoken about the baby about him, Danny?
No, no.
Oh, I don't know, Dad. I just wonder. Oh, here we are. Almost drove past the house.
Mm-hmm. Is there something you wanted to tell me? Something that Dr. Benson said?
Oh, only you, Danny. I only spoke to him a few minutes myself the other day. Max and I teased him about Laura Barton most of the time.
Oh. I thought maybe he was worried about Phyllis.
Well, he'd tell you himself if he thought there was anything you should know.
Yeah, I guess he would. Hey, look at those clouds. We're going to get some rain.
Oh, put the car in the garage, will you, Danny? Max just polished it this morning.
No wonder it's going to rain.
Yeah, it always does the minute Max washes the car. I'll run in with the baby.
Okay, take it easy with my son.
Oh, don't you worry about Danny Jr. Oh, Phyllis. Phyllis, dear.
I'm in here, Mary.
Oh, I brought you a surprise. Now close your eyes, darling. Hold out your arms.
They're closed tight. What'd you bring, Mary?
Careful now. Hold tight. And don't wake him up. Oh, Mary. Isn't that a nice surprise?
My little baby. I was sitting there thinking about him. Oh, yes, sweet, isn't he? Look at the way he sleeps. With his little fingers curled on me. Not a care in the world, thank heaven.
You mean he was born, Phyllis? Danny said he looked worried because he was all wrinkled.
Danny's such a baby himself.
Oh, all men are.
Danny's outside, you know. I brought him home with me.
Put in the car in the garage.
Oh, lovely. I bet he was surprised when he saw you with the baby.
He thought he had a bundle of wash on the back seat of the car.
Oh, some nerve calling this precious angel.
Oh, she apologized. Oh, see, it's getting dark. Guess we're going to have a storm.
Yes, I could feel it coming all morning.
Oh, dear.
Well, my back always hurts a little when it's going to rain.
Oh, well, could I have it for you there?
Oh, no, it's all right. I want to hold my baby for a little while.
All right. Well, I'll go out and make some tea. I brought some of those spice cupcakes, and when Danny comes in, we'll have a party.
Have fun. Did you bring milk for Danny Jr. so he didn't be in on the party?
Well, I certainly did. And a nice big piece of Zweibach, too.
Oh, my, won't my little fella enjoy you.
If you need anything, dear, just call me.
I will.
Danny, be sure and close the garage doors.
I'm trying to, Mary. The lock's busted.
Well, hurry up or you'll be soaked. Starting to come down.
Okay.
Mary? Yes, dear, coming. What is it, Phil? What's Mary?
Mary, quick, take the baby out.
I have need her. Oh, wait a minute. I'll put him in the bed. What is it, dear? What's wrong?
My back.
It started to pain, Tim. I'm afraid of dropping the baby.
Oh, honey, that's awful.
And has it ever been like this before?
No. Guess it's the rainy weather.
Well, I'll close on. You'll give me something. Just lie back.
No, don't fuss, Mary. It feels better now, honestly. It was just those awful pains.
Yes, I know, but I think we'd feel better if Johnny were here. Danny will drive
it. No, Mary, Danny will only.
But Phyllis.
Please, Mary. Dr. Benson's kind. But he's almost said he can't do any more. Oh, I wish that Dr. DeLoy were here. I just feel he could help me.
Darling, Mr. Barton's doing everything he can to help me.
Oh, I know. He's been so good that...
Darling, again?
I'm sorry I'm such a baby. It's awful rainy weather. I just can't seem to stand it.
Oh, I tell you, I can't stand any more of this rain.
Well, it has been unusually miserable weather, Dr. DeRoy. It's ruined your stay here at the lake.
Oh, completely. Well, we haven't had sunshine in 3 days.
Perhaps tomorrow it will be pleasant, Doctor.
Perhaps. I should like to enjoy a few days of this little vacation. I hadn't realized until we left Chicago that the lecture tour had been so exhausting.
You worked very hard this past month, Doctor.
Well, it's nearly over now. We'll be returning to Switzerland soon.
Switzerland.
You sound homesick, Paul.
I am a little, Doctor.
No wonder. Especially in this depressing weather. Look. Just look at that rain. It falls as if it would never stop.
Paul?
Pack the bags. I've had enough of this. We're going back to Chicago.
How often we fret and fume at what appears to be misfortune, only to find it a blessing in disguise. Phyllis hated the rain, which she felt increased her suffering. But it is that very rain that is bringing Dr. DeRoy back to Chicago. Once he returns, he'll find Mr. Barton's message, urging him to come to Sandy's. Will the skill of this famous specialist find a cure for Phyllis?